Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We need to talk about terms and conditions. So I said yesterday that I think they're a complete waste of a life, that the amount of time that you waste in your life's journey reading terms and conditions could be so much better spent doing other things. I don't know, climbing mountains, eating chocolate, all sorts of things that you might want to do in your day. So my view is you click and accept everything. I click and accept cookies. I click and accept terms and conditions. And if I'm being tracked, well, I'm definitely confusing the hell out of Google and whoever's tracking me, because I accept absolutely everything. But apparently, that is not responsible behavior. Dr. Wei Tse Lung, lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg, convince me that I'm wrong. Good morning.
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners.
So, am I making a mistake by accepting absolutely everything? I honestly, really, I'm going to read the terms and conditions on Google Maps. And then if I don't like one clause, what's going to happen then? Nothing. I'm still going to accept it because I want to find my way to Bromfontein.
I agree, Howard. I think the problem is that many of us do exactly what you do because mm-hmm. there's just no time. Mm-hmm. And I think my biggest concern is the privacy implications, because right. you just go, well, this is probably standard boilerplate agreements. Everybody does the same thing. So what's the worst that can happen to me, as you have said? In some cases, you do have some developers who deviate from that boilerplate script and they add additional clauses. And generally, these are really there to protect them and to say, well, Howard, we're going to have a perpetual license to all the data that you provide us. Maybe we're going to modify the content you've uploaded so that it suits us instead of what you agreed to. And that can cause problems for you later down the line, because you don't intend for that information to remain on the internet. And as you know, sometimes the internet really doesn't forget. Mm. My suggestion for that is, because as you say, we don't have time, is look at what other people have said about the terms and conditions, because you and I, we're the normal person on the street. We don't like reading these things, but there are other people who do bother to read through the entire terms and condition, and they will flag it and say, listen, this is a bit of a concern. Maybe you should think twice before accepting. But I think in many cases, we get told, listen, Facebook is really, really bad, and we still say yes because we want access to it.
So I guess then the answer is to outsource, in a way. Outsource the arguments and discussions around these terms and conditions, because as one person, we probably don't have the power to change it anyway.
Yes. So there is a service out there called Terms of Service Didn't Read, very much like the too long didn't read saying, and what they do is they offer a plug-in that you can install, and it will scan through any of the terms and conditions that you are currently looking at, and it will give you a grade. So it will say, this is Facebook, for example. They say this is a grade E. It's actually very bad, and they tell you exactly, and they sum up why it is bad, and you can perhaps make a decision on that. Mm. Although I suspect that you will say, oh, this is all very bad, but yes, I like it anyway.
Right.
Because I want to use it.
Yeah. So if somebody is looking to download an app and you have to accept the terms and conditions, is it good still, therefore, to read it and understand what you're accepting, even if you can't do anything about it? Or is it, in general, just a bit of a waste of time?
Well, when you put it that way, I would suggest that if you download an app, you read through, if you have go and bother to read through the terms and conditions and you go, well, I'm not too comfortable with that, rather seek out an alternative. Nowadays, there's many alternative options to apps. I won't say the same of things like Amazon or Facebook or Google. But you know, if for example, with Google, let's say Google, you don't quite agree with Google tracking everything you do and the searches you make, then rather use something a bit more privacy-oriented like DuckDuckGo as a search engine. So there's always an alternative, and perhaps those alternatives are not the greatest, but they are not the greatest because they are not taking advantage of your personal data. So you've got to decide, are you okay with your personal data being used for greater perceived convenience, or it's not as fantastic giving me the custom searches and results I want, but I know that my personal information is safe. So I think it is a lifestyle choice, but it will be a change for most people.
So I'd love your reaction and your thoughts on this. Would you, do you read terms and conditions? 34519 or 0618951019. What about cookies? Because now they're giving me a whole lot of options. I can accept them all. I can have certain ones. I can manage them myself. I don't want to manage my cookies myself. I mean, I don't know what to do. I can't even manage, you know, my own life. I can't manage other people's cookies. So what am I meant to click there? What's the prudent thing to do there?
Well, I try to fight it personally. I tell them, no, I don't. Every time the cookie options go up, there are variations of how much do I want to allow. And I generally go out of my way to click on it and say only the minimum required, and then I have to accept the cookies as a fact of life. But generally, if you look at the cookies, they do say, listen, when we put a cookie on your computer, these are all the things we want to know about you, and some of it is more marketing, selling your information to other parties. So you probably want to disable that and then just say only the minimum. I think many websites now do give you the option to have global settings which say only the minimum, and it only sets those minimums rather than here's 20 options, please select or set them all.
So just to understand, worst case scenario, if I accept all of these things, I accept the terms and conditions, it's not like I'm ever going to be allowing them to come into my house in the middle of the night and take my children. It's really just about advertising and tracking of my data, right?
It could also be the use of the data you provide them. So, yes, on one hand, they are tracking you to give you a more customized service and say, well, Howard likes a certain brand. Maybe we're going to give them advertise and pitch more alternatives to this brand to him. On the other hand, it could be that Howard, you uploaded a picture of yourself on one of their sites, and they now take that picture and they use it somewhere else in an advertisement promoting something that you may or may not agree with. I have seen that happen with people, even security experts who are very much proponents of privacy. They find their likeness, the photos of their likeness in some website, and it turns out that his photo was actually sold to another company for advertising purposes.
Very, very interesting. That's where we leave it. Dr. Wei Tse-Lung, she's a lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineer at the University of Johannesburg.